All right, welcome back. This is the after party, except we don't have Todd Pittner with us today because he got stuck in a traveling. Well, you know, he took his wife on it's like a 25-year anniversary or something like that. He took her to this beautiful island, and he was sending me all these videos, you know, making me jealous. Here I am freezing my balls off in Texas, you know, jogging, doing kettlebells outside in 20-degree weather. And he's texting me like, you know, the beautiful sunset on the beach. So he made me plenty jealous with that. And then his flight got messed up. So he didn't make it for today's show. So we don't have the normal Todd Pittner after party, but he'll be back with us next time. So what I thought I would do here, just briefly, this won't be maybe as much fun because having Todd here is always a blast, but I would like to just offer a little monologue here, and this is not scripted, but just in thinking about the conversation that I just had with Salim. And one of the most important parts of this entire thing, of this interview today, and one of the reasons I loved it so much, is because you notice that, you know, Salim comes from a different world than I do. Salim, you know, he's able to meet with people like Elon Musk and the Pope and, you know, the corporate world and the Procter and Gambles of the world. And, you know, that's not the world that I operate in. My world is more, you know, sort of mavericks and maybe renegades or whistleblowers or people, you know, really, really intelligent pioneers and innovators, but not mainstream people. But guess what? What you just watched here today is a demonstration of why both of these worlds have recognize the same core lesson. That core lesson is that decentralization of power, of knowledge, of money, of compute is the answer for humanity to make humanity better in terms of our knowledge, in terms of our freedom, in terms of our health, our abundance, our joy, just quality of life, and achieving the things that we're here to achieve. And I want to say about all of this, our world is not about political parties. It's not about left versus right. And it, you know, if you haven't yet realized that it's all the same uniparty, you know, you're already late to the game because it's all the same party. And that party is obsolete, whatever you want to call them, whatever labels you want to use, that's obsolete. Because the decentralization of technology and compute, as Salim mentioned throughout the show today with numerous examples, is making all those old systems utterly obsolete very rapidly, and that's a positive thing. You know, the future should not look like the past. If it does, we've failed. The future can be much better than the past. And of course, as I mentioned during the show, you know, I want to protect privacy from government and corporations. I want to be able to live in a self-reliant manner. I want to grow my own food, right? I want to be able to determine what I'm allowed to read or to be able to express myself in congruence with the First Amendment. And, you know, unlike Salim in New York, I'm in Texas and yeah, I have a lot of guns and because I use them on my ranch. I take care of chickens and donkeys and goats and, you know, I've got predators out there. They're always trying to eat the animals, you know? So it's different cultures, but what we have in common again is that the future can be made much, much better and we don't have to stay stuck in the past. I'm still gonna live in Texas. I'm still gonna live off grid as much as possible, but these technologies will allow people like me and you listening to do that more effectively. We talked about advanced battery technology. That will allow us to live off grid, where we can just erect some solar panels and we can store the solar energy at night and we don't even have to be connected to the power grid. Talk about decentralization. And then when we have robotics locally, I've talked about this. If you want to get out of the city and live in rural America like I do, it's going to take a lot of work. You have to physically do a lot of things. I've learned a lot of crazy things like how to build goat-proof fences and how to maintain a John Deere tractor, change the starter on a skid steer, dirt mover, you know, lots of things like that. Not everybody's down for that. Not everybody wants to shovel dirt around and plant rows of tomatoes and do the irrigation that's necessary to grow crops. Well, automation is going to help you do that. Automation is going to make it easier to live in a more decentralized manner. And if you prefer to live in the city, That's fine. That's your choice too. You'll have more access to local food with vertical farming in the cities. And in fact, you'll have robotic assistants that can help you do things like, hey, go out and, you know, buy some fresh mangoes for me at the local market. Go, robot, go get that done. And it'll go do that for you and bring it back so that you don't have to spend time being a shopper. You can spend time being a creator. You can stay at home and create things. You can create ideas. You can write books. You can write music. You can build businesses. You can launch new amazing projects with the help of cognition. And it doesn't matter where you live, in the city or the country, you can be more decentralized and you can have a better life because of the technology that Salim and I are talking about. And again, this is actually the common unifier that can bring together so many people in our fractured society where, you know, we have so much on the left and the right, and sometimes it gets racial, you know, sometimes it's black versus white, or sometimes, you know, it's LGBT versus Christians or whatever. Those are all fake separation strategies, really, by, you know, the powers that be that want to keep us warring with each other while they maintain control of an obsolete system that suppresses us and keeps us down. The best way for us to become better people and to have a better quality of life is to embrace universal uplifting of all people. And that's why I routinely argue for the principles of free speech, for example. I believe free speech applies to every person on the left or the right, every person who, even if they have a different lifestyle than me, they look different, they have a different skin color, they speak a different language, they talk with a different accent, it doesn't matter. Everybody has the same First Amendment right. It's not even, I mean, it's beyond a right. It's also an obligation. You should express yourself. And so these principles, as we were talking about, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth and Fifth Amendments, these principles, they do need to be now augmented with this technology because nothing augments the First Amendment better than AI expression, text generation, book generation, music generation, video generation, being able to express yourself, AI research agents being able to conduct the research and build the books that you want to write. I hear from people every day, they love the book engine that I built at brightlearn.ai because they say, you know, for years I've had these 10 book projects that I've wanted to get done and I've never had the time to do them because every book would take months. Now every book takes minutes. They just take all their notes and they feed it into the prompt. You know, Corey Angelot did this. He took all his notes, he took a bunch of transcripts and interviews that he did with a bunch of people, fed it in, and boom, creates an amazing book. And then he's selling that book on Amazon. And he's actually earning money off a book, which is totally allowed because we offer it under a Creative Commons attribution license. You can use the books commercially. So you see what I'm saying? So now you can use this AI technology. You can revolutionize your income streams. You can revolutionize your creativity, your passion, you know, your activism, whatever that may be. What do you care about? Do you love to rescue animals? Wildlife rescue, you know, if that's your thing, do it. Do you love to feed starving people? Do it. There are plenty of people starving in the world right now, believe it or not, which is insane because we know how to grow food. But it's politics that stands in the way. So if that's your passion, use technology to help you achieve that. If your passion is building amazing, you know, new living structures for people that are affordable, you know, affordable housing for Americans instead of all these giant mansions that frankly have too much square footage to try to maintain anyway, you can make that your passion. And you can use AI technology to help you achieve that, to help others. See, we've got to get past this whole era of, you know, fighting one side versus the other, one party versus the other. And you realize, you know, both parties just want to keep you down, really, ultimately. We got to get past that and realize that we have to help each other organically. This is a grassroots, decentralized, technological, civilizational revolution. We have to help each other. We have to reach out to each other and offer to each other, which is like what I do with all our free AI tools. That's why I keep them free, because I want you to use them. I want you to copy the books. I want you to spread them around. I put them on the torrent websites, you know, spread knowledge. That's how we make it out of this current era. Understand, this might be controversial, but so what? We are not living in the world that we deserve. we deserve to be living in a world much better than the one that we are experiencing right now. In other words, to say it two different ways. Why? Because we've been held back. We've been held down. And lots of things have been denied to humanity. A lot of technologies, a lot of knowledge, and a lot of freedoms of access to knowledge. AI is changing all of that. And the, whatever you want to call them, the controllers or whatever, they no longer can maintain suppression and control of knowledge. Because even with my own book engine, we've dropped the price of knowledge to zero, to zero. That's never happened before. We've made it so that, you know, an impoverished person in India, as long as they have access to the internet, which 85% of households do, even in India, if they have access to the internet, they can create a book on any topic completely free, and they can learn anything, and they can achieve a university level education in mathematics, engineering, physics, chemistry, economics, you name it, just using our engine. And we're just one of many players out there who are disruptors, granted. And I understand, I piss off people sometimes because I am a disruptor. That's my mentality. But I'm a good faith disruptor. I'm here to disrupt the world in favor of humanity. And that's why we've built these engines. And this new era is revolutionizing everything. So I just say, look, join me in this. I mean, it doesn't have to be anything official, but share this video. You know, tell people about the show, Decentralized TV. And stop being okay with a shitty world. Does that make sense? Stop putting up with the status quo. Change it. Change it. We are the revolutionaries. And I'm talking about in a nonviolent way. I just mean philosophically, technologically, we are the revolutionaries. We are the people we've been waiting for to change the world and make it better and finally deliver the world that we all deserve. We deserve better than what we've been living in. We, all of us, deserve better. Whether you're Canadian or American or Palestinian or Israeli, for that matter, we all deserve better than where we are right now. And it's not going to come, you know, abundance isn't going to come from killing each other, or bombing each other, suppressing each other. Abundance is only going to come from empowering each other. That's what I believe. And I believe Salim believes that as well. It's very clear. So I'm just honored to have him on. And this kind of conversation is what we need to see a lot more of as we move forward and help create a better world together. So look, let go of any cognitive anchors to the past. The world that we need to create is not the one that we've been in. And it's time to get busy. Let's roll up our sleeves. Let's get to work. Download Claude Code, start jamming away. Start building the new world that you want to live in and share it with others. I do that every day. I vibe code every single day. And because that's my passion, is to do what I just said. We're going to help make the world a better place together. So thank you for watching today. And that's what this show is all about. Decentralize.tv. Be sure to check out all the other episodes at the website, decentralize.tv. And yeah, we have a lot more amazing episodes coming up this year with amazing guests. I'm really, I can't wait to share it with you. Thanks for watching today. I'm Mike Adams of Decentralized.tv and Brighteon.com. Take care. Get ready for this Valentine's Day by giving the gift of great nutrition to those you love. Here at healthrangerstore.com, we've got a special sale for you to get those gifts with some bonus items. Now, this sale runs February 3rd through February 6th from 11 a.m. Central on the 3rd all the way to 11 a.m. Central on the 6th. And if you go to healthrangerstore.com/Valentine's, plural, with the S on it, then you're going to see all of our specials. Now, we've got a lot of items on sale. Many of them are on sale for up to 20 or even 30% off in some cases with our third-party vendors. Got a lot of extra items that are back in stock as well. And we've got bonuses for you. So if you purchase $199 or more, you get this collagen stick pack product, which has 14 stick packs in it, all laboratory tested, really outstanding clean ingredients. You get that free of charge. That's what you're seeing on the left there. If you spend $2.99, then you get both that and the chocolate super protein, which is formulated on the Boku protein product line. That's available for you for free. Combined, those two are worth $70. So you're getting quite a bit of value back. You can use those as gifts or you can use them, enjoy them yourself. That's up to you. Some of the items we have on sale include the all-in-one seed kit, 30% off. Also the backyard seed kit, great for getting ready for springtime planting and food preparedness. A lot of products, 20% off, including our Omega 6 healing cream. We've got the transdermal C serum and many other items. We've got 20% off on our super protein, our plant-based zinc, our golden flax seed powder, and so much more. And then at the 15% off level, we've got the 24 karat gold liquid gold nourishing oil from Nahaya, as well as we've got at 10% off, we've got bamboo, three-piece towel sets, bed sheet sets with bamboo cotton, and many other items there that are available. We've got also 100% organic cotton kitchen towels from Delilah Home. We've also got all the Bearded Brothers, the Yo Bars, the Yumster, the Mini, the Cookie Dough, Chocolate Brownie. Oh my goodness. We've got Almond Butter Crunch and Almond Butter Jelly Bars from Regenerative Organic Certified Companies and so much more. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com/valentines. In any case, you know that everything that we offer at healthrangerstore.com is laboratory tested. It's formulated with pristine ingredients, and also your support of us helps support this platform. All of our free speech platforms and our free AI platforms that are spreading knowledge and helping to decentralize information away from the central controllers. So by shopping now, get your Valentine's Day gifts early at healthrangerstore.com/valentines. Not only are you giving the gift of great nutrition, which is a great way to express love towards others. Hey, I'd love you to be healthy. Love you to have amazing food. Love to help boost your nutritional intake. But also, you're helping us create the free tools that help keep you informed. So thank you for your support. And remember, this is only February 3rd through February 6th, starting at 11 a.m. on the 3rd Central Time at healthrangerstore.com/valentines. Thank you for your support. Happy Valentine's Day.